Henry Crumb thing.
Can't you hear me calling Caroline, Caroline, Caroline? Can't you hear me calling Caroline, calling for you, Caroline?
Green's tan is shaped up in the past. It's a good shade of green, though. He started out rather pale, about the color of ginger ale, some weeks ago, before his vacation. Now he is in full tan color. He's that Nantasket's son really does things for one color, if you're looking for a tan. And that's exactly what he's got. A beautiful tan. I want to congratulate you on your tan. All right. Ken, you still look as pasty-faced as ever. Well, I know that despite the fact that you do have dishpan hands and your face is rather white, you have been working. You have done your part to keep up your half of that lovely marriage between you and Billy. And I want to congratulate you at this time. I think you've done well. I think you both have been grand kids. And best of luck to you. If there are no prizes in this particular instance, you are simply here in the interests of goodwill. Now, would you tell us your story once again, how it all began? You were discharged from the French Foreign Legion, is that right? Yes, you are.
Yes.
No one can hear you. We were discharged. You mean your wife was in the French Foreign
Legion? Oh,
we, French. I see. And after that time, what happened to you? You've been on the air for about 3 minutes, but don't. Your eyes are rather bloodshot today. What's happening? The warm weather?
That's what it is, Bob, and it's so cool in here.
Isn't it nice? I mean, we should spend all of our time in here, I think.
Bill Green bought a new Buick,
I gray one, I understand.
Yeah.
He told me to be very careful pulling into the curb in front of Payne's. Incidentally, there's a yellow line down there.
Does it have Dynaflow, Bill?
Oh, sure. Want to hear?
Yeah, do you have the Dynaflow here?
Yes.
You sing with Buddy Clark?
Boy, that's wonderful.
There he goes, speeding away.
I bet you're the first away from a light, too. Sounds real. Well, here we are in Bill Green's new Buick.
Here we are.
Come on, put your knee down. Don't bend
the... Oh, yeah.
Here, up. Your hat. You're bending the roof.
Let me move over a little. I'll give you more room here.
More room out in the street now. Whoa, what a roomy car.
Isn't this?
Here.
Well, Bill is lucky to have this, isn't he?
Wonderful.
Wow, how the brakes on the thing.
Watch, see that truck?
Yeah.
Watch me scare him.
The weather.
One engineer fired at WHDH.
Oh, shall we get in the car all over again?
Let go in cut down.
Shall we try it all over again?
Two musicians. fired.
Shall we let him redeem himself?
All right. Here we are in Bill Green's
Let's get into Bill Green's Dynaflow.
He will now have the sound effect.
Don't take this thing seriously.
Of a coyote passing through Abilene.
Listen to that motor purr. Now, how are the brakes?
Oh, the brakes! Boy,
they wait a minute. We haven't got the brakes ready.
Well, is there anything we can do, Bob?
You can drag your foot if you like. Now, how are the brakes?
Well.
Now, let's walk back.
You not run on a dime.
Certainly did. And let me have that dime. The only one I have today.
Well, that's wonderful, Bill. I'm very, very happy to hear that you have a new car, and may you wear it in good health. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're supposed to say?
You going to let your wife drive it, Bill? To and from work? No.
So
you're still going to have to walk around to pick up all that laundry that you make her do.
Where'd you buy it, Bill? From a Chevy dealer?
You might have bought it.
Where'd you buy it, Bill?
Come on, speak up. Don't be...
Don't be ashamed. South Shore Buick. Where are they located?
Where is that? 50 Adams Street in Quincy, Bill?
That's right.
It's wonderful. I can just make out your handwriting.
Who was it? Mr. Fontaine, the salesman that you... that sold you the...
Incidentally, Bill.
Do we get a car out of mentioning Fontaine and that outfit down there? Have you arranged? Have you arranged this, Bill?
I think we get nothing.
Or do they at least buy a spot on the program or something?
Mr. Fontaine, the manager, Bill, was telling me he's home in bed. He dropped a battery on 1 foot Monday, and then on Tuesday he dropped a jack on the other.
Well, he's so surprised that Green's shelling out money for a Buick. That's why. He knows him, you know.
Well, I know that you and the Shamit will enjoy that Buick, Bill. And I hope everything works out well in 24 convenient months.
Have you noticed all the Buicks parked in front of the Shamit Bank every day?
Mm-hmm.
And they all say Shamit employee on the car.
My car, when I go by a bank, it tiptoes.
The motor stops long enough for you to get by, huh?
But that's wonderful, isn't it? Automobiles, that's a part of America, Bob.
Certainly is.
Where would we be without automobiles?
That's right.
One thing, I'd be late for work every morning.
I know people living in tents who own automobiles.
That's right. It was Will Rogers who said, "This is the only country where people will drive to the poorhouse in a car."
Mm-hmm. Will Rogers said that.
That's what I just said.
That's what he said.
Fine. You have a national antipathy. A natural antipathy.
Yes, he does.
That's what... Ken was telling us yesterday, and on him it looks good.
You
wear an antipathy.
With a blue shirt, well. Bill, Ken, it's perfect.
Mm. Well, Bill, how about your car? You're going to keep it clean and everything, I suppose? Wonderful.
We'll polish it once next week, and that'll be the last time.
You're having it undercoated?
It is.
What are you using, wool? What kind of undercoating are
Not
you using?
Not in the summer.
Excuse me.
Can't
you
stand
want
it, huh?
You three people? All right, fine.
Okay, you can go.
Bring me in a tall glass of something cold. I'm awfully thirsty. Bob, would you run out and get
some well-known pause that refreshes.
Or something from Canada that ain't wet. How about you running out and getting me something, Bob?
No, I can't.
Why not? I'll do it for you in a minute.
I have duties to perform here.
Well, all right.
I shall be here for the remainder of the afternoon.
You have? Or you will?
I have.
So what do you think of the Braves copying the old Sturdley out there at Braves Field last night?
Yeah,
they gave the Cardinals a good run for their money.
They did that. It was a warm night for it, too. Mm-hmm. However, be that as it may,
we have five
commercials today, and we should have one right here, I believe. I do believe that.
All right.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfied women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield A.
Did you get a chartreuse, Buick, Bill?
No,
gunmetal gray.
Fill into the Navy, you'll be all set.
They're interested in buying time.
Oh, are they?
They're going to buy time on this program?
They want rates?
They'll be sorry if they do. Well, let me see. What is it going to say? Something was very important. I can't think of it right now.
I can't either. Because naturally, I wouldn't know what you were going to say.
Well, August 5th, we'll be up at the casino, Bob.
August 5th, we'll be at the casino at Magnolia, Bob and Ray, benefit night.
That's right. We're going to run a little benefit for the two of us and our very close relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone's invited.
So why don't you come up that night? We'll all have a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. It's Friday night, isn't it?
Friday night. Huh?
August 5th.
No, it's Friday night, August 5th.
Friday, Ken. You're figuring your monthly payments too far ahead. You've got next year's calendar there.
Excuse me, here comes two-headed Egan with a message from somebody.
Oh, he has some more. Some
baseball.
Oh, he has something to give away on your program.
All right. Why don't you give it away on your program? You're ashamed of him?
Oh, the official baseball rules.
Oh, Leo! I want one of those for my very own.
Friends, would you like to get in on this bonanza? How much do they cost, Leo?
They cost nothing.
What do they have to do to get them?
It says
they have to write a letter on the outside. Write a letter to the Bob and Ray program, and in it, complete this sentence. I like Leo Egan.
Because.
Where does this guy come from?
I don't know. I don't know. Where does he get this nonsense?
Frankly, you wouldn't want this book anyway, friend.
Why not? It's up to date.
It is not, friend. Don't believe it.
The season's half over, Leo.
Including late changes.
Yeah.
Including late changes. And it has here the official roster of the American League. Baltimore, Rochester, Boston, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Reedville.
Who has a match now that I've given you a cigarette?
Here is a rule. We turn to page 10. Delivery of the ball to the bat, Ray.
What about that?
Read that off.
It's essential, huh?
It has to leave the pitcher's hand.
Preliminary to pitching, the pitcher shall take his position facing the batsman with a funny grin on his face.
Well, that's a smart move.
With his pivot foot always...
Tooth.
Oh, pivot tooth always on or in front of and in contact with the pitcher's plate. Did you ever see a pitcher's plate?
What if he has his own teeth?
Got to see some of those ball players. They eat methodically. Up and down. Up and down. They say baseball players are great eaters. I wonder if that's true. What's that? Yeah. Sounded very funny from here. And then,
you're
he shall not raise...
in China today.
No, you're dressed
He shall not raise both feet at the same time while delivering the ball.
Yes, we know that.
He shall raise both feet at the same
time? He shall not.
Oh, he has to be told that, I presume. Say, this is very interesting. I never knew there were so many rules about baseball.
I never
it's an amazing thing.
Become the national pastime.
I like the one
simply for that reason.
Mingling.
Oh, here are some helpful hints.
Team
financing.
Oh, that's a helpful
one. That's very helpful.
How to start your own ball team.
How to become a major league mogul. The majority of semi-pro and sandlot baseball clubs represent one of three divisions, municipal, industrial, or service. Wow, I think this is wonderful, Leo.
Rule number 50, when umpire shall declare an out.
Here's a good one that will fit right in. Teams dependent upon public support can start the season with necessary funds by seeking cooperation from merchants.
Why didn't we do that when we had our station team?
We didn't think of it, Bob. That's the trouble with us.
See, we didn't have this book.
Mm-hmm. Here's something about player protection. They have a cage for the pitcher while at batting practice. That's something about it right there.
Uh-huh. The point is, do you want to give these away on your program?
Of course not. Who'd want one of these?
Okay,
I mean, let's be frank.
Give me all of them. Don't take any of
them. If we give anything away on this show, we give them to all of our listeners, not just the first 50
here.
First 50. We have 50 million.
We have 50 billion listeners.
Trillion, maybe, even.
Of course. Even squillions. And
you take those down to your warm-up time.
And get your 25 listeners. They can get two each.
Many clubs to their advantage.
Good for me, boy.
Thank you, Leo, for driving
Many
in.
Clubs
that was
to
me,
their
Ray.
Advantage. It's called advertising
that was
on the
me
backs
that,
of the uniform.
Funny too. What's that, Leo?
Many clubs to their advantage have sold advertising on backs of uniforms, although this plan has been discovered does not appeal to the merchants as much as advertising in the booklet with a ticket feature included.
Gee, the Red Sox could get life, boy. Maybe. Sure.
Those going to be one of them.
But anyway, albeit, I'm going to
talk a little louder, will you, Ray?
Yeah, I can't
finish it. That scientific exhibit has ended.
Play the music. Talk, Leo.
Friends, I want to tell you right now that this booklet will be given away on one of my programs. I do various broadcasts over this station, and if you will tune in to all of them, you will be sure not to miss the big offer. But there'll be more of that in just a moment. Now, we present our two distinguished musicians.
Thank you, Leo.
You are welcome. The boys are out. Distinguished musicians Ken and Bill, who will render us with a tune. Render us a thunder.
Thank you. Imagine $1.85 for dinner. Yes, $1.85 for fun and fine food. Delightfully served, and you dance where cool ocean breezes play along with the best music in town. Where is it? It's the casino at Magnolia, of course. For dining, for dancing, for luncheon, the casino beside the sea at Magnolia is a summertime paradise. It's a short and glorious drive along the North Shore, Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia, with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. All this and reasonable prices, too. Never a cover at the casino. Dinner starts at $1.85. Now, here's a wonderful way to spend a summer evening or a lazy summer Sunday. Take the delightful scenic drive. This is the part I haven't read. To the casino at Magnolia and stroll through the beautiful grounds overlooking the ocean. Have a cocktail in the bar, dinner or luncheon, if you wish. If you can. The dance floor is ocean cool, and there's no music like the sweet swing of Sammy Eisen and his orchestra. This is the same 50-piece orchestra you'll hear at the casino at Magnolia, friends. For fun and food, for dancing and dining, go to the casino at Magnolia. Thank you, Sam. And we'll be down there August 5th. We're looking for all of our friends up there. How did Bob and Ray?
Hello, Tex.
Ken and Charlie. Where's Charlie? He's gone.
Charlie is on vacation, Tex.
Oh, I see. I wondered why he wasn't here, but that's the reason right there. You see, he's on vacation.
Hmm?
And he can't be on vacation and here too, Ray. Now, you know that just as well as you know your own name.
I just don't think, Tex.
Right,
oh,
you've
trouble.
Got to think these things out. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How are you keeping up in this hot weather, Tex?
Well, we've practically cut out our personal appearances lately.
Board of Health complaining?
No, no one's
been... Have they tested you fellows for...
No one's been complaining. We're not polluted or anything like that.
You talk like you are.
Yeah. Everybody's been just so grand to us
that
out
was me.
There on those personals and have given us so many packages of money, bundles of $10 bills and things like that, that we're seeing through the summer... The easy way.
Have you read this commercial about it?
I've already... Bob already read that one, yes.
Oh, we caught you that
yes,
time.
Yes, I did, Tex. I read it. No, he said I did.
Oh.
He thought he read it.
Oh.
Yes, I thought I read it, but I didn't.
Good for you.
But you did, Bob, didn't you? Yes, I did.
Oh, gee. Did you cool off in the ocean yesterday? Excuse me,
I did. I cooled off up to my knees.
You mean you didn't have the courage to go into the water?
No, neither did Lloyd. Janet went in... He loved the water.
Who's that you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the scripts.
Excuse me.
Chris,
it's 11 o'clock.
Get your elbow off that low E flat, will you?
Is that... Listen, Wilson, if you can't sit upright at that organ, then you'll have to leave.
You
we
only
can't
have...
bring a beach chair in here and let you sit and
you
play.
Only have to sit at attention for a half hour a day. You can slump while you're rehearsing. But
you
not
can
while
slump
the...
back to your office after the program.
How do you think that looks to our television listeners?
Will you throw the camera on him, friends, from a good height?
Quick, scare him, fellas.
Throw it on him. Good.
There. Oh, yeah.
Swell.
Isn't that a wonderful view?
Look at that for a kisser.
Oh.
He looks like baked macaroni with tomato sauce, that face.
I wouldn't
excuse me, did somebody mention one of my favorite meals? Oh, land,
I love
it. We
did mention it, but we've got to move along. Ray has a commercial. Will you just wait over there?
All right, Bob.
And then we'll hear
from you. What's the matter with you anyway, Bob?
Well, I want to get all of these in.
You're so peevish in this hot weather.
These are paid for, you know.
Say, friends, we've got good news for all our Cynthia Sweet fans. for Cynthia Sweets has perfected a new product which we know all of you will enjoy as much as we do. It's the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar. A delicious, pure coconut cream bar. Cynthia Sweets' own blend and formula, made out of buttermilk.
Now, wait a second.
No, I guess not. I'm
not during the warm weather.
I'm off my rocker. Pure coconut cream bar. They have their own blend and formula, which makes it the best-tasting 5-cent candy bar your mouth has ever wanted for. Now, if you've tasted the rest, and there are plenty of those coconut bars around, now we suggest that you taste the best. Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar is a quality serving of candy, backed by the fine name of Cynthia. And the name is on the front, too. Famous in candy for over 50 years.
Small letters, though. What is the word for it?
Just think of it. They've been famous candy makers for 50 years. They were making candy, just think, 35 years when I was born.
The same fellas who are making it? No.
You can get this new 5-cent Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar at drugstores, candy counters, and hardware centers all over the world. Ask for it. If your dealer has not stocked it as yet, we say demand it. For friends, if you've tasted the rest, now taste the best. Remember, they're on sale at the supermarket in Baghdad.
Look for them there.
Buy several bars of your favorite candy bars at your favorite candy counter this very day and treat the whole family.
Will they be surprised when you come home with a shopping bag full of Cynthia Sweets coconut bar?
Or just one for a nickel and let them all have a little bite. I think.
Give them all a spoon today.
I suppose so. Don't carry it in your pocket today.
Dip in and enjoy yourself.
That's right. If you're going to get a Cynthia Sweets coconut cream bar, put it in something cool. Don't carry it in your back pocket, particularly if you're going to play ball and do any sliding.
Speaking of something cool, this ought to answer the quest of people who are trying to
get away
from the heat.
Mr. Wilson is coming with a correction on baseball.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you hear will be that of Kenneth Wilson.
Page 15, when the batsman becomes a base runner. The batsman becomes a base runner instantly after three strikes have been declared by the umpire.
I'm glad to know.
He does. He does. He becomes a base runner. Suppose the catcher drops that third ball.
It doesn't say so, though.
Of course it does. You're dismissed, Wilson.
It must say so. That's one of the very reasons we're not sending this book out.
Let's face it, Wilson. We made a monkey out of you. Climb up on the chandelier and we'll throw you some peanuts.
Right. I guess that'll teach you not to open your mouth around here again.
I guess you'll know now that...
That's right. Tear up the whole page that has that rule.
That's the one he'll send.
But anyway, speaking of keeping cool as we were... Let's, this right here is the whole solution.
Okay, Bob.
Select your own weather for office, bedroom, or living room with the sensational new 1949 Philco Room Air Conditioner. Cools in the summer, ventilates in the winter. A Philco air conditioner gives you real air conditioning, the same as you get in the finest theaters and restaurants. It not only cools, dehumidifies, and circulates the air, but it also brings in filtered fresh air from the outside and removes the stale indoor air. Philco air conditioners are quiet, vibrationless, and efficient. Can be easily installed. No plumbing, piping, or special wiring is required. For a limited time only, the air conditioning division of the House of Television is making an amazing offer to introduce Philco air conditioning for every home and office. They will make an air conditioning survey of your home or office free, without any obligation. Usually, this survey costs $5. Either write to Bob or Ray, WHCH, call Richmond 20723, or visit the House of Television, and an appointment will be made for your free Philco air conditioning survey in your home or office. See the Philco air conditioner in operation at the House of Television. 172 Cambridge Street, Boston.
Yes.
And don't forget to write us a penny postcard. They've been coming in such droves, I understand, that we're a little behind in catching up with our mail. But we will, just as soon as we can.
No, if you'd like to have one of the fellows from House of Television go out to your house and survey it and tell you exactly what you need to completely air condition a room or the whole house or your office, they'll be glad to do it free of charge.
Do we have one of those fellows who makes a survey here with us? I believe he's right over there. Would you come over here, sir?
Yes.
You're one of the House of Television servants.
Talk right into this.
Talk into this microphone.
Hello, friends, everywhere.
Have you ever appeared on television, by the way, since you're working with it all the time?
No, I haven't.
Of course, you're working more with the Philco air conditioner right
That's
now.
That's right. I go around survey.
Well, say that you're walking in here. Now, this is our office, so to speak. What would you say first when you rap on the door?
Well, after I'd open the door, I'd say first, phew.
I see. That sort of establishes a psychological reaction.
Right away, I have everyone worrying.
Uh-huh.
Then I step in.
And then what do you say?
I say, this room should be air-conditioned.
Uh-huh. And what do they say?
They say, well, we buy Airwicks all the time. Uh-huh. I always say, that's not enough.
Uh-huh.
And I bring out this little pamphlet folder I have right here.
Oh, yeah. It's in your
pages. Right there on page one, you'll see where it keeps your thing cool.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the whole room or your office or everything cool as a cucumber.
Oh, good. That sounds well. And then after you make your sale, you come back and install it, do you?
Come back and put it in, presto.
And it works right away.
Works. It's wonderful. Never again a sleepless day at your office. Sleep in good comfort, friend.
Well, no, that's not the way we want to put this thing over, you see.
What do you mean?
Well, let's word it, never again a sleepless night at home. You have a cold?
Is the air conditioned in here?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Well,
it can't be your kind.
This isn't mine.
No.
This
man.
Isn't the Philco in here.
That's right.
I gotta go. I can't stand.
Okay, well.
Oh, it's the worst air conditioning I've ever seen.
You go back to a Philco air conditioner.
Bye.
Bye. I think I'm catching one myself.
Hey, how many songs have our two men of music played, Bob?
They've only played one.
You haven't played an 11-minute selection since the network broke down at 4 minutes past. And you know it.
And I remember that day so well.
Ken has a marvelous arrangement of Chloe that takes just exactly 14 minutes and 30
That's
seconds
right.
in case of line failure west of Denver.
That's right.
That he employs.
And he's always ready to play that at the drop of a hat. But don't drop your hat, right?
Chloe! Chloe!
Chloe!
Chloe!
Hey, Chloe, where are you? Hey,
play about blowing the bugle, baby. Important races top tonight's program at Wonderland Revere. The ninth and tenth events, the last ringing to pose the newly crowned American champion, says, winner of the recent Wonderland National Championship Series. Against the field that includes the proven trade, plus some top-notch new Greyhound racing stars. It's a distance race over the Revere course. Here are the entries, Rice Straw, Half Hollenbeck, Corrupt over Trent's Continental Bus, and two other cars. You're telling me refreshing air brakes and Prompus. Both times, first race, 7:45. Daily double closes, 7:30. It's easy to reach Wonderland from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere, over wide highways.
I think.
And Wonderland is two big, spotlighted, free parking lots for motorists. Have fun. Keep cool. So Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland.
It's a wonderful place, you know. It's right close to the ocean. Beautiful ocean breezes that blow in.
Just and as they do at the casino at Magnolia.
You're so right. Well, that does it for today, friends. You've been awfully kind to let us come into your front room and exchange sentimental thoughts with
Thank you for the iced tea.
We'll be back again tomorrow when the shadow on your clock says 5 o'clock.
On your sundial.
Oh. Until then, friends, remember, if you get work, be sure and write to us. And hang by your thumbs, Mr. William Green.
Was that the piano?
The Dynaflow piano, at that.
Mr. Kenneth Wilson, was that the organ console?
Today, our guest in the control room, Edward Collins, who, I might mention, has been fired. This is WHCH in Baghdad.
You take T.O. at H2O, makes the best orange drinks you know.
So fresh.
Yes, take T.O., the new tasty orange syrup. Add water, and you have a delightfully refreshing homemade orangeade.
It's so fresh. A real homemade orangeade with the true flavor of fresh orange juice.
That's because T.O. contains fresh orange juice. That's the secret of T.O.'s body bouquet and flavor. You can see the difference, you can smell the difference, you can taste the difference.
And it's so inexpensive.
H2O costs only 29 cents, and one bottle makes more than half a gallon of delicious homemade orangeade. Serve it ice cold for the right formula to beat the heat. Remember,
you take T.O. at H2O, makes the best orange drink you know.
Get T.O., the new tasty orange syrup, at your grocer's today.